Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yudalad Amabez. We're holding on Yudalad Amabez, three lines from the top, by the last word of the line. So the Gemara was in the middle discussing the different avodas that the Kohen Gadol used to do during the 7 days that he was in the Lishkas Parhedrin before Yom Kippur. During these 7 days, he would do all the various avodas in the Beis HaMikdash in order to get used to doing the avoda for Yom Kippur. So we had said that u'makter as a keteris, u'meitav as a neiris. We said that he's makter the keteris, and he also sets up the candles. He cleans out and sets up the neiris for the menorah. So says the Gemara, it's mashma alma keteris bereisha v'hadar neiris. It's mashma that the order in the Seder of the Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash every day is that first you do the Keteris, first you burn the Keteris on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the Mizbeach HaZav, and then afterwards you take care of the candles. Fracta Gemaru Raminu, ask you a stira, Misha Zacha, Bedishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, this is Mishnayis and Mizbeach's Tamid, and over there the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that they had different Gairolas, different lotteries that they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash, four different times during the day. So, during these lotteries, so they would raffle off, Misha Zacha, Bedishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, Misha Zacha, Bemeneira, Misha Zacha, Bekteires, that these are the different things that they would raffle off. Who's going to be zeicha to do the dishan to clean off the mizbeach hapnimi and to clean out the menorah and set up the menorah, and who's going to burn the keteres? But what do you see from here? That what's the order? The order here is first you do dishan hamenorah, and only afterwards you do only afterwards was the keteres. So it seems to be a different order than what our Mishnah said. So Amar Rav Huna, Man Tana Tomid, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvahu. Enechanami, it's a machlekes. The Tana of the Mishnah and Tomid is Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. And our Tana in Yumot is Taka Cholik. So it's machlekes Tanoim. Frak the Gemara, Va'ipcha Shemin and Lay. But we have the opposite. Meaning it sounds like from the fact that Rav Huna said that the Tana in Talmud is Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, it's Kilu, he's the Stam Tana in Mesechus Talmud. That anytime you have a Stam Mishnah Mesechus Talmud, it's Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. But for Akta Gemara, we have a raya that the Stam Tana in Mesechus Talmud is not Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. But Ibcha Shemin Alei, that now we learned in a Mishnah, Baloi Lekerim Mizrachis Safinus, that the Kairim, when he was Zairik, the Dam of the Talmud, so he would first go to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, Vinaisei Mizrachit Safina, and he would do a Zrikas Adam over there on the corner, on the northeastern corner, so that was it was one Zrika, but it was Kilu Shtayim, because it hits both walls, because he gets in the corner. So it hits the eastern wall of the Mizbeach and the northern wall. And then he would go Maravis, he would go west along the top of the Mizbeach, and then Dreimis, and then he would go south along the left side of the Mizbeach, and Naisin Marava Dreima, and he would do another Zrika on the southwestern side of the Mizbeach. So again, it's one more Zrika, but also it hits two walls. So it's two Zrikas, which is like Arba, which is like four, but it hits all four walls. V'tanya lo, but we learned about that, and we learned on this Mishnah, that Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishana B'Tamid, that he had a different order. And he would say, he said, Mizrachis Tefinis, that part he was masking, that the Kayan starts, he does his Rika on the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, he goes to the northeastern side, and Naisim Mizrachis Tefinis, and he does his Rika over there on the northeastern corner, and then he goes Maravis, he goes west, Dremis, and he goes south, but instead of doing another Zrika on the corner, Naisim Marava, V'Achrikach Naisim Drema, he does a Zrika on the western wall of the Mizbeach, and then his Rika on the southern wall. So it's a total of three Zrikas. The first one is a Zrika of one Zrika, which is like two. He gets it on both, the eastern and the northern part of the Mizbeach. And then the second and third Zrika is one on the western side and one on the southern side. So you see clearly from here that Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is not the Stam Tan in Mesechus Tamid. So says the Gemara, Elam Rav Yoichlon, Man Tana Seder Yoima, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvahu. The Tan of Seder Yoima, of our Mesechta, that's Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Which Tosis points out, meaning Rav Huna had a Kabbalah, he had a Messiah, he knew that one of these Mishnayos, that the Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah had a different Shita about the Seder of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we weren't sure which one exactly said which. So Rav Huna assumed that it was Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah that was the Tan of Mesechus Tamid, that was his order. And now the Gemara is clarifying that no, it's the Tan of Mesechus Yoima where we have that the Keteres came before the Neiros, that is Rav Shmuel Yishai Mitzvah. So it comes out, our Mishnah, which says that the Keteris came before the Neiris, that's Rav Shmuel Yishai Mitzvah. And the Tanan Meseches Tamid, which says that the Neiris came before the Keteris, that's the Stam Tana that we don't have a name for, but that's the other Tana. So now says the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara will have a stira even within Yisader Yoyma, meaning because our Mishnah is Mashmo that the Keteris comes before the Neiris. Did not, but we learned in the Mishnah later on Chafayim and Aleph that Payis Hasheni, that the second ladder of the four ladderies that they had during the day was Mi Sheichin, Mi Zayrik, Mi Midashin Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mi Midashin Esa Meneira, Mi Malei Varam LeKevesh. That was what they auctioned off in the second, not auctioned off. That's what they gave the lottery for that was the second lottery that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. And Payis HaShlishi was Chadashim LeKeteres Boyu VeFisu. They announced whoever's new, who never got a chance yet to do the Keteres. We'll see later why someone who already did the Keteres wasn't allowed to do it again, because the Keteres was a segula for Parnasa, we want to spread the wealth. So once you had the Keteres, once you did the Avodas HaKeteres one time, you didn't do it again. But they said, whoever didn't get the chance to do the Keteres yet, so come and join in Boyu VeFisu, come and join the lottery. And so in the third lottery of the day, that was the lottery for the Keteris. So the second one had the Neiris, and only the third one had the Keteris. So it's mashma that the Keteris are after the Neiris. So it's a steer with even within Yuma, within the Seder Yoyma. Our Mishnah on Yadalit says that they were makter, that he's makter the Keteris, and only afterwards Meitaves HaNeiris. But from the Seder of the Gerolois, it's mashma that the Neiris came before the Keteris, because it says that the second lottery was for the Neiris, and the third lottery was for the Keteris. Now the Ritva points out that either way you see that there's no order in these lotteries, because in the second pious it says Mishaychid Mizayrik Umi Bidashim Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Ritva shows that really the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi, that took place before the Shchita and the Zrika of the Karban Tamid. And yet still they did the lottery for the Mishaychid Mizayrik before the Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi, even though it's that wasn't the Seder HaAvayda. So how could you bring a Rayah to the Seder HaAvayda from the order of the lotteries, when anyways we see that the lotteries were not done in order? That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva says that no, within one pious it could be that something's out of order, but they wouldn't do a pious on the Neiris second and then the third pious on the Keteris if really the Keteris came first. So from the fact that's two different lotteries, and that the lottery for the Neiris was before the lottery of the Keteris, the Gemara is being medayik, that's mashma, that the Keteris was after the Neiris. That's why we have a stira within Seder Yoyma. Our Mishnah is mashma that the Keteris comes before the Neiris, and this Mishnah is mashma that the Keteris comes after the Neiris. So which one was it? So says the Gemara, Amra Abaye Le Kasha. Abaye says it's not a contradiction. Kamba Tavash Tei Neiris, Kamba Tavash Chamesh Neiris. There's a difference. We'll see. The Gemara later is going to explain why, but they split out. They used to split up as part of the Seder Avodah, they would split up the Tavash and Neiris. First, the Kohen would be, he would set up and clean out and set up, five Neiris. And then afterwards, he would do the remaining two. So it was split up. It's now what happened in between. That's what the Abaye is saying. In between, that's when we have the Keteris. So that's why in Yuma we have, in our Mishnah on Yudalid, we have that Umakteris a Keteris Umeitavas a Neiris. That's talking about the last two Neiris. So the last two Neiris, the Keteris came before the last two Neiris. The Mishnah later on Chafei, which says that the Neiris were before the Keteris, that's talking about the first five. So there's the first five Neiris, and there's the last two. So technically you could say that the Keteris comes before the Neiris, and you could say that the Keteris comes after the Neiris. It comes after the first five, but before the last two. So Yudalad is talking about the last two, and Chafei is talking about the first five. That's Abaye's Teretz. Like Kasha Kamba Hatovas Shtei Neiris, that was after the Keteris, and Kamba Tovas Chamesh Neiris, which was before the Keteris. In fact, the Gemara, Lameimer de Keteris, Mafsukahu, is that to say that the way that he would split up the five and the two of the Neiris was with the Keteris? That was the Veda that they did in between? We'll see later that Abaye said over the order of the Aveda, and he said, and in his order it's clear that the way they were mafsik between the first five Neiris and the last two was with the Dama Tamid, was with the Shechitas HaTamid and the Zrikas HaDam of the Karban Tamid. That's what they were mafsik with between the first five Neiris and the last two. The Keteris was done completely after all seven. It wasn't the Keteris that was mafsik in between the two. So how could we say that as a Teretz? So how could Abaye say that as the Teretz when Abaye says that that's not the order? So says the Gemara Amri, they said, like Kasha, Hila Bashal, that which Abayi said, that the Seder HaMaracha, was that they would be mafsik in between the five Neiris and the two Neiris with the Dama Tamid, that was Alibad Abashal. Abashal held that the Keteris was done completely after all seven Neiris. That the Keteris was not done in between the two. The Keteris was done after all seven. You were mafsik in between the first five Neiris and the last two with the Dama Tamid. And Halurabanan, that which Abayi said this teretz to answer up for our stira and yuma, that was a liba de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that no, that it was with the Keteris that they were mafsik in between the first five Neiris and the last two Neiris. And talking the Gemara later, when we bring down that Abayi was Masadir the Maracha, which made the Gemara, so over there the Gemara says, I'll pee the maskan over here, Valiba Dabashal. That's the Lashon of the Gemara later. That his Seder HaMaracha that Abayi says, that we say in the morning, is Alibad Dabashal. It's all Alibad Dabashal. Alibad Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are Chaylik. The Rabbanan say that it's not the Dama Tamid that was mafsik in between the first five Neiris and the last two. It was the Keteris. And that's why Abayi was able to say this Teret stands up for the Steer in our Mishnayis and Yuma. That which Abayi was Mesadr, the Seder HaMaracha, and was the Dama Tamid that was mafsik between the two, that's according to Abashal. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Lo Yetiv as a Neiris v'achach yachter, don't be mative all the Neiris, all seven, and afterwards do the Keteris. This is a Libud de Rabbanan. Rather, first you should be mativ. You should be yakter five of the. You should be meaning after you're mativ five of the neighbors. Then you should do the keteres, and afterwards you should be mativ the last two. Abashal, I mean that no mativ. You do all the seven neighbors va'achakach makter, and only afterwards you do the keteres. Now, not that you do all seven all together, where you are mafsik between the two, but regarding the keteres is done completely after all seven neighbors are completely finished with. And we'll see on the next Amud, we'll go through what exactly the reasons for the different shittos are.